Everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. And I told y'all I was finna start getting better with my podcast and starting to do more on YouTube. And so this is the first time that I am attempting to do that. So anyway, what I wanted to holler at y'all about today was how to ace your consultation. I want to take this time to speak directly to Sister Lock consultant trainees, okay? When you take your training and you come out of the training, a lot of time it's like, okay, what do I do next? Okay, so the first thing that you need to concentrate on is trying to get a client, right? So we're going to talk more about the consultation today, but what I do want to say about your getting a client is that if you can have a client before you go to training, someone that is willing to work with you and be your first client before you go to training, that is the best case scenario, okay? And then when you get back from training, you want to make sure that you are practicing, you're practicing standing up, working your dolls, standing up. You are giving yourself drills on the speed. You're doing the best you can with the parting. The mannequins are like really hard, you know, so just don't be too hard on yourself with the parting, but you know, you want to start practicing. So we can deal more with how to get your first client. At another time. Of course, using a mentor or a coach who can provide you with a first client is the best case scenario too, because somebody who is certified or a brand ambassador can screen calls that come into them for work and say, okay, well, I got this trainee that I'm coaching and kind of make the person relax about taking on a new person, a new trainee. And then also an experienced consultant or brand ambassador, certified consultant or brand ambassador can also kind of feel out the people that are calling for the trainee. You know, if it's somebody with a hell of a lot of hair at 12 to 15 inches, no, you are not a first-time trainee client, and I would not be recommending that any trainees take on jobs like that initially. So the first thing to do is, so once you have established that client, okay, I want to talk to you about the consultation process. And the consultation, first of all, I want you to understand that the consultation is pretty much the only selling part of our business. And you might not think of it as that, but that's what it is. You know, you're bringing in your client and you need to make that impression. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few tips on how your consultation should go. So first of all, practice. Find yourself a coach or find yourself a mentor, or even somebody in your household that is willing to allow you to practice your consultation skills on them first. Do not do your first ever consultation out the box with a live potential client, okay? Because you want to make sure that you're coming across as assured, you know, that you're reasonably studied, and that you know what you're talking about, okay? So you definitely don't want to not have any practice with that. So you want to practice, and you want your coach to give you a consultation, and then you give her a consultation. And then that way you can pick up some things from her. Not everything. Let your consultation be your consultation, okay? You want to make sure that you hit all the right points, but you want to make sure that you bring yourself to the consultation. You know, you want to make sure that you tell the client a little bit about yourself, you know, when you meet, and then just kind of, you know, ask them questions about themselves. Now, for me, I do a lot of talking to people before they actually come into my salon, because, you know, you need to make sure that you can sense, use your best ability to sense whether or not that person is going to be a good fit. But after you've gone through all of that, and like I said, it's good to work with the mentor, because more experienced people can kind of pick up things more easily. Like, for example, if I get somebody on the phone, I do coaching, of course, shameless plug, but when I get somebody on the phone that I'm considering as a client for one of my new coaching students, I look out for certain things. If it's somebody who I feel like gonna be diva-ish, you know, who is going to be extra critical of the work, who might be somebody that could be a little antsy, you know, that could make the trainee feel rushed or uncomfortable in any way, then they're not gonna be a good. That's not going to be a good fit, okay? So you just kind of try to weed that out. So once you get the client in, presentation, okay? My recommendation is that, and you can't really see my logo and everything, I don't think, but my recommendation is to have something have something on that says, yes, I'm a professional and I'm here to work right now. So whether it's a shirt with your own logo, an apron with your own logo, something with the Flying Lady Sister Locks logo on it. Just let them see you and say, yeah, you know, she's ready to do business. So that's going to be the first thing that they see. The other thing, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the consultation, the other thing that I want you to consider is, how do your surroundings look? Okay, you want to make sure that, you know, go back and listen to my other podcast about how your shop needs to present. And I always forget one, but I'm going to try it anyway. The sense of smell, the touch, the hearing, the sight, and it's always something I forget. But taste, you know, so the taste is like when you offer food or drink or something like that. You want to appeal to their senses. So make sure that you're covering all those senses before they come in. Okay, when they get in, the first thing you want to do, and I know that you want to know, but you're going to have to wait, because we need to take a quick commercial break. And we will be right back, and I'm going to tell you the first thing that you need to do in your Sister Locks consultation. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair Business. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. Give yourself a start today. Give us a call. 540-446-5107. And we are back. So, the first thing that you need to do when your client comes in for a consultation is you need to show them that you are prepared for that. My recommendation for that is to have a folder. Have a folder that has your client agreement. You want to go over that with them. You want to have the form that we put the client information. That's going to be able. You're going to be able to list the date of your consultation. You know, and the what pattern the hair was and everything like that. You want to have as much of that filled out as you can, and then give it to the client. But have a nice folder with their name, with made with a label maker, honey. That gives you some real points. And again, that lets them know, whoa, I mean, she really showed enough prepared for me, you know, to come here. And that's very impressive. Believe me, just give that a try and you'll see. So now, then what you want to do is you want to definitely use your SisterLock's portfolio. Okay. You're not ready to create your own portfolio to use. You need to use the SisterLock's portfolio, especially for now as you begin. And I'll tell you why, because it helps you stay on track. And when potential clients come in, I actually read SisterLock's, Dr. Cornwell's greeting to them every single time, because first of all, it lets them know that you are prepared to give them everything that they're supposed to get in this consultation. But not only that, it's a constant reminder to you what you are supposed to be doing. You are supposed to be gathering information, you're supposed to be sharing information, and then you need to do your SisterLock's. So it kind of keeps you on point, you know, it reminds you, you know, to ask them about acceptance issues and any hair and scalp conditions that they might have, and things like that. And to take it a step further, you might want to have a list of questions already typed out that you have in the folder in case you get shy, you get nervous, or you lose your way. Because at all times, you want to be in control. Okay, you want to be in control. You're already a brand new trainee. So there's already some apprehension about, just the fact that you're brand new and that this is a big decision for people to make. So you definitely want to stick with the portfolio. If they ask you a question that you do not have the answer to, do not try to flub your way through it. You know, it's going to be obvious, and then it's going to kind of make them uneasy. Like, okay, well, she's brand new and she don't know. But if it's people that have been doing this for years and years come up on questions that they don't know the answers to. So if they ask you a question that you don't know, just say, you know what? Hadn't been asked that question before. What I will do is I will check with someone who can give me that answer and I'll get back to you. Don't try to act like you know everything. So make sure that you have a list of questions, you know. So then once you get through your consultation, you know, make sure you're giving them a chance to talk while controlling the meeting. Some people will come and try to take over your meeting. You got to be able to control that meeting because you want to keep it in within a certain time frame, okay? You know, make sure that they understand your pricing. And I would say, you know, send out very clear, concise instructions before the consultation happens. Let me tell you what doesn't happen in Locks Forever. Misunderstandings do not happen in Locks Forever, because what I need is for you to acknowledge that you've received all the instructions that I've given you and make sure you are sending them, you know, and making sure that they have instructions. A lot of people like to do things verbally. Okay, I mean, not everybody absorbs information like that. You know what I'm saying? So I always make sure I give them information verbally, but at the same time, I always send them out something. And not only that, it makes you look more professional. They like, wow. I mean, you want to wow them. You want to wow them. So I say that you want to show them when they come in for their installation, what accommodations you have for them with regard to, the bathroom facilities. You want to show them where they would be putting their food, because you want them to be completely comfortable when they come in for their consultation. Now, as you're going through the portfolio, Dr. Cornwell, you know, states, you know, the reasons that why consultation is so important. And if you have additional reasons, you can state those reasons too. And one of the reasons that I add to that is because we get a chance to meet each other. And I really believe that if you want to be somebody's consultant and you want them to be your client, that you kind of got to have some kind of chemistry there. That's just me. You know, if you don't have any kind of chemistry, it's probably not going to be the best relationship. And I'll tell you something else. This is hard work. Do not be deceived. You know, don't let people cut your prices, whatever they are, you know, stick to them. And do not be deceived if you are not already doing Sister Locks. This is hard work and you deserve to get paid for it, okay? You've invested in yourself. So I'm going to take a quick break and then I'm going to come back with some final thoughts on acing your consultation and just how you can be great at this Sister Locks business. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'll be right back, okay? Thanks. Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed. And we are back, baby. And just in closing, I just want to say that I wish you the very best on your Sister Locks journey. And I want you to understand that the consultation that you give is one of the most important parts of this process. Okay. Here's the other thing that I want to say to you. If you are doing consultation after consultation after consultation, and you're not closing the deal, because that's what it basically means, right? When somebody signs up to let you be their consultant and agree to work with you, you've closed the deal. So if you've done 5 or 6 consultations and you have only had one person actually stick to, getting this done, then you might need to rethink how you're going about it. You may need to reach out to a coach or a mentor. And with that said, you know, Locks Forever, we offer a very unique, hands-on, intense coaching program for Sister Lock consultant trainees, practitioners, whatever you're calling yourself these days. And we go through a lot of things. First of all, I get a client for you. So you don't have to worry about somebody that's not going to be friendly towards you or, I kind of am good at feeling people out and I vet them for the right people. You know, I provide for the DMV people that I train. I have a designated trainee location in my shop. You get to do your consultation here with the client in the shop with me present. You do your, I'm here the entire days of your first installation, establishment, whatever you want to call it. And then you come back here and you actually do the package retie under Locks Forever and under my oversight as well. And that is assuring to clients. And once you get that first head under your belt, your confidence soars. You know, it's great to have somebody there with you that is saying, okay, don't do that, because that's what I did 8 years ago and it was a mistake. So I wish that I would have had somebody that offered to be with me when I did my first installs, because, you know, I made some mistakes. But the good thing is that I can share with you the mistakes that I've made. We talk about trademarks, registrations, logos. We talk about permits, insurance. all different things, because at Locks Forever, I'm not a Sister Locks master trainer or trainer at all, but I am a business coach who happens to be a brand ambassador, Sister Locks consultant. Okay. And I can help you get to where you want to go. So if that's something you want to invest in, because it ain't free, just let me know. And I'll be more than happy to get with you about that. But so that's all I have for today. As always, I want to thank my main man, Darryl Spears, Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio, baby, because he is just the best producer ever. And I just want to thank Darryl for working and producing such a nice job of my podcast. I want to thank all my listeners. We ranked in the top 25 again for July, and maybe we might be in the top 10. I don't know until next week about that. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You know, I'm always swaying you all about this YouTube thing. And hopefully this video will be my first podcast on YouTube. Crossing my fingers, hoping that it goes right. I'm just stepping out there on faith. And in the meantime, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Until next time, bye.